And so we begin Holy Week. These 7 days of journeying with Jesus, from his entry into Jerusalem, through to the cross and the tomb and beyond, in a kind of liturgical real time. The services of Holy Week are marked not just by the story they tell, but by the way we tell them, not just with words, but with extra images and symbols, and with our whole bodies, often doing things that feel a little strange, even a little silly. Today, we waved branches and marched in an awkward parade around the hall and into the church. On Thursday, we face the definite weirdness that is having someone literally wash your feet. On Friday, we are invited to lay stones at the foot of the cross to help us in our contemplation. On Saturday, at the Easter vigil service, we gather around an actual fire. And then at the moment of miracle, we ring bells with wild abandon. And it's not play acting or reenactment or pretend. We aren't making believe that we are actually standing in Jerusalem or that these rituals are in any way actually what happened that week, almost 2,000 years ago. We are doing something much more powerful, much more mysterious. We are remembering. But how? How can we remember something that happened so very long ago? Something that we ourselves did not experience? Something we can't possibly actually have any memory of? This is the grace of ritual and liturgy bringing us into the memory of God, which is to say, into the time of God. And God's time is not like our time. Our time is pretty straightforward, with moment following moment in a predictable straight line. We do not control when we are. There is no going back to a previous moment or skipping ahead to a future one. We are inside time, just like we are inside space. But God is bigger than time, beyond time. For God, every possible moment of the past, present, and future coexist. For God, Jesus is entering Jerusalem right now. For God, Jesus is saying goodbye to his friends right now. For God, Jesus is praying in the garden right now. For God, Jesus is giving himself up to death on the cross right now. And for God, Jesus is being raised up from the dead right now. These moments are not simply past events, but living truth. And through ritual and the grace of God, we are brought into God's time in order to experience these truths for ourselves. So today, we enter into God's time and experience once again for the first time the story of Holy Week. This story that reveals that Jesus' teachings of forgiveness and service and compassion are not only for when things are good or easy or safe, are not only to be extended to people who are good or easy or safe. This story that reveals Jesus' solidarity and so our call to solidarity with all who face persecution and injustice, with all who are betrayed, mocked, abused, cast aside, turned into scapegoats. This story that reveals Jesus' faithfulness, and so our call to faithfulness, to the good news that life in God's kingdom begins now and cannot be taken away. This story of Holy Week is not just another story. It is the story that makes us who we are. It is the formational memory of the community of the church, the body of Christ. We enter into God's memory and we remember the events of this week, and in so doing, we offer ourselves up to be shaped by them, to be recreated, to be remembered into a people who know firsthand the astonishing power of the love of God and the truth that that love has the power to overcome anything that would seek to deal death rather than life. For this is not a story simply for telling, simply for remembering. It is a story for living, and not only in the rituals of this Holy Week, but also, and more importantly, with every breath and every thought and every action of every day. Life without end. Amen.